How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Boiled or fried?
I'm satisfied.
Back live in studio, we have a whole panel with us this morning as we're Farm Fresh talking eggs. We have Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau, Charmin Hickman of Hickman's Eggs, and then we have Jay Harper of the Farm's Choice, the other byproduct of eggs we'll get to, but there was a few nutritional facts you wanted to squeeze in there.
Because we're in the sun state, we have the egg yolk contains carotenoids that are very hard to get, and the body doesn't assimilate the ones that you can take from a vitamin bottle. So not as well, but the yolk has it. And also the yolk has the carotenoids that will enhance eye health and mental acuity. So it narrows focus, and that's really good for maybe people at work and students in schools.
I need all the focus I can get at work.
Sleep better.
Sleep better.
See better. Think better. And then you had mentioned the vitamin D.
Yeah, it's the yolk contains vitamin D. So basically, we sell you a naturally occurring vitamin bottle in the form of an egg.
So the most important question then, fried or scrambled?
I like them over easy, so I don't fry them.
I like mine over easy too, actually.
Yeah. Jay, do you have a preference?
I like eggs just about any way. I like them scrambled with just about anything you can think to throw in there with them.
Yeah. I'm with you there. Over easy.
I like those too. I like them poached. Actually, poached eggs are one of my favorite. So.
Hard-boiled eggs do not last in our home.
Oh, really?
We've got a little maker. You just pop them in there, and you got a timer, and they're done. And, I mean, within hours, they're just gone.
Hard-boiled is actually how I eat my eggs every day because it's just convenient. You can do it.
On the
weekend, and then I've got them ready the whole week.
There you go.
So we had talked about inside these chicken farms and their habitats. Well, I also understand there's conveyor belts that constantly take the waste away, and we create another byproduct from the chicken with that.
Chickens, will produce about a pound of manure a month. Poultry waste is, and we really don't like to call it waste because we don't waste it. Is very high in, as far as animal manures go, it's probably the most effective as a fertilizer because it's higher in nitrogen. Cow manure, dairy manures, they're a great source of organic material, but you really get very little nitrogen, which is what most of our soils here are lacking because of lack of rainfall here in the desert. Our soils are very, very low, virtually have no nitrogen, and that's the essential nutrient for creating growth and foliage and stems and green color into plants, whether you're growing, a leafy green vegetable like our farmer customers in Yuma, or pecans like our customers in Southeast Arizona, or our backyard gardeners, our citrus growers, even alfalfa and cotton. As farmers and gardeners find that they need to be either more organic or incorporating more organic material back into our soil. And because there, again, we live in the desert and we have very little rainfall, very little vegetation. Our soils have very little, if any, organic material in them as well. And so we have a great source for organic materials, for reincorporating, for rebuilding the soil profiles with organic material. Plus, it's just a great source of organic nitrogen, and it's higher in nitrogen than any of the other animal byproduct.
What's the process? I mean, we don't want to get
too... It's actually a pretty clean process. The barns are set up, as you mentioned, where the manure is conveyored out to one end of the barns, and then they go into what's called a drying barn. So it's a covered area at the end of the barns, and it's windrowed and allowed to dry there and for a period of time. Then that manure is loaded onto trucks and trucked to our Arlington yard, where the fertilizer plant and pellet mill are there. We're actually in the process, almost completing a brand new screening complex, so we can increase our capacity and our output of screened chicken manure. So the the chicken manure then is windrowed, and for people that don't know what that means, if they're interested in long rows of manure so that it can dry properly, because we have, there's a lot of moisture in it. And once it becomes screened, we can sell it screened or unscreened, depending on what the customer's needs are. Then we, from the screening process, we go to a heat treater and a rotary dryer. So our customers that need product that's pathogen-free, so our leafy green customers or farmers that are growing edibles that are on the ground, have to have product that's pathogen-free, tested, and food safe. That heat treater creates that process, and then we can sell it as a crumble heat treated, or then it can go to the pellet mill and get pushed into a pellet. We make an ag pellet or an agriculture pellet. We also make a turf pellet, which is a smaller pellet for our golf course, and turf and ornamental customers.
Now, is anything added in all this process, or it's just dried, heated, packaged?
Correct. Our product is all chicken manure. There are companies out there that do take chicken manure and blend it with other things, other products, even synthetic or conventional. We don't do that at all, because being sensitive to our organic farming customers, you know, if you do that, you either have to have separate plants or you have to go through a cleaning process, you know, disinfect, clean, let it sit before you can run your organic product again.
We'll be right back with our guest from the Arizona Farm Bureau, Hickman's Eggs, and the Farm's Choice.